Take time to be holy.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
And this lady, my friend, David Usher, and my friend were together, and she says, oh, you can stay at my house. We don't have a place to stay. You can put your sleeping bags on my living room. So that night she's praying with us, and she's praying with me, and this is a true story, I promise. And she says, well, the Lord wants to receive you back like the prodigal son. He wants to put a robe on your back and a ring on your finger.
Yeah.
So the next day I'm outside the church, and this man, I start talking to this man. Right. Maybe he was an angel. I don't know. He said, well, I said, what do you do? He says, well, I'm a goldsmith. And they told me it couldn't be done. It couldn't be done. Couldn't what done? That I couldn't possibly fit the entire Psalm 23 on a gold ring.
Right.
So he takes out this gold ring, says, see this? And I look at when they get it. By then I had good eyesight and I could read the whole thing on it. Yeah. And he says, yeah, try it on. I tried it on. Oh, look at that. And I took it off. He says, no. This is the last one I have. And this was meant for you. I said, a man doesn't give another man a solid gold ring. He says, this was for you.
Yeah.
A beautiful story.
Now it's, let's see, how many years ago was it? At least 35 years ago. And I still wear it.
Amazing.
Every day.
Yes, I wouldn't take it off either, ever.
You know, it's like.
Yeah.
But the fact that it fits, too. I mean, it's like, it's a little bit like Cinderella. I mean, it's.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful story.
Yeah, also, but now I cannot read it at all at this age now. It's just a blur. But I remember a few years ago using a micro glass, whatever you call that. The letters have been smushed a bit.
Right.
I don't know if either when you have 20/20, we could get a young person to look at it. Yeah. But anyway.
Not anymore,
so,
that's for sure.
So I do. Sometimes I worry that my father would not have me reveal all these miracles I've happened. I do want to have this caveat. Uh-huh. If you think that I've had some favor. Yes, I have. But remember, my father was violently killed in a car accident the day before my 5th birthday. He promises he's the father to the orphan. Right. Well, I found out a little secret about God. He says, bring me to remembrance of my promises.
Yes, he does.
You promised it, blah, blah, blah. You promised. So I found about the orphan thing. So I said, you promised your father to the orphan. He probably goes, oy vey, he's at it again. It's written that God is not a man that he should lie. So these things, maybe you experienced being hugged. I never, as I recognized, got a hug in my life.
Right.
My grandmother got in the car with me with my grandfather years ago, and she slapped. She was in the middle of the seat, and she slapped me on the leg. I know maybe nobody can relate to this, but I all my life thought she was weird because she slapped my leg. I had no idea that that was an act of
her hug.
Yeah.
That was her
hug. And so all my, it took 40 more years of learning to go, and I still think, is she odd or no? And I had to relearn and change the synapse in my brain to go, no, she was being affectionate. But affection was so strange to me that it felt weird. Mm-hmm. And so for those of us who didn't have a father or your mother was an alcoholic, you grew up in alcoholism. So there was no affection. I brought myself up making TV dinners every night, even though we were extremely affluent. Mm-hmm. And so maybe he goes a little out of his way sometimes to give me a hug that you got that I never got. I don't know.
I
wouldn't want anybody to be jealous.
I think it's really important that you share the stories of how God has touched you because, I mean, there are people listening today and they're wondering, would the Lord ever touch me in that way? Would he ever give me the kinds of experiences that he's given to Rhett Palmer or to Pastor John or to Roberta? And the fact
give
is,
you your own.
Yeah. Fact is, yes, he wants to touch you. He wants you to have a personal encounter with him. And that's what healing ministry, it's not all about that, but that's a very, very important part.
He will
part
deal with
that.
You. Each and every one of us has a private relationship. And this is why King David said, cursed is the man that maketh man his trust. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Pastor John, love you. I trust you. I trust Travis in town. I trust the pastor out at Oceans. There's a few people I trust, but because I've gone through some experience of people that weren't worthy of my trust, so I ask for discernment. But nonetheless, I will put my soul not in the hands of any human flesh.
Mm-hmm.
I will take I will take correction from my fellow brothers and sisters and insight. But it's my relationship, and And you both have your own relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's for whoever's listening. He's so eternal that he says, you know, not a sparrow falls from the heavens without the Father's permission. Are ye not of much greater value than many sparrows? For the very hairs on your head are counted. Do you think that's an analogy? No. Your hairs are counted. They now have equipment that can take pictures of molecules within molecules. He's so crazy. Look, there's 18,000 varieties of butterflies that we know about. Mm-hmm. If you go into that thing in Key West, yes. the atrium, or what do you call that for flower? For butterflies?
I think an atrium is what it is.
And 18, that's what we know of. And that's not including moths. That's just butterflies, 18,000. He's just expanding. I mean,
it's a creative
flatfish, you got fat fish, you got fish with this, you got multicolors, you got little beans, you put them on a table that's brown like this, and it'll turn brown, a chameleon. Put it on a table that's red, it turns red. Come on, how does that happen?
Okay, so you're talking about the glory of God in all of creation, but the reminder here is that Scripture tells us that we were knitted in our mother's wombs, and that God knew us then, that we were created in the image of God, and I think that is really where we begin. We begin with this, you know, you are important. You are valued. Your story is written in a book in heaven. And God has a purpose for every one of our lives. And his great desire, I believe, is that we would find that purpose, that we would know it, and we would fulfill it. The devil's goal, on the other hand, is to block that and prevent that from happening. And so I feel like one of the things we really want to do is help people find their purpose and see themselves and know who they are as a child of God and how valued they are to God. They are hugely valued.
Yeah, hugely.
So we are talking about all of these encounters, and before we close, the teacher in me wants to do something, and that is to give people direction of something they can do. So I brought this book. This is the first book that I led people in and taught at St. Paul's.
Draw the Circle.
And I've taught it before in other churches.
You did.
And it's called Draw the Circle by Mark Batterson. And so if you are questioning, you are looking for, how do I pray? Where do I go? I want to read something in there, too. Okay. But, you know, how do I believe? I need more. I need more to even know that I can trust in God and trust that he wants to heal me and trust that he wants to move in my life and that he loves me. This is a great place to start. It is a 40-day challenge to prayer. And it gives little excerpts for 40 days. And these are all stories and testimonies of answered prayer. So if you'll indulge me, one of the things I'd love to do, and this is how I start the class each time I've taught this book, I'd love to read an excerpt from this to give people an idea of really of the truth that God is here. He is with us. He is involved. And this will just give, it's a true story, and will you let me read it?
Please. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is our show.
Okay. Yeah. So this is Mark Batterson's experience, and he talks about meeting with a gentleman named Ken Gaub, who is a pastor himself, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And he says,
I may have met him like 30-something years ago. But go ahead.
And you might have. He says, years ago, I heard author Ken Gaub share one of the most amazing prayer testimonies I've ever heard. He and his family were driving on I-75 near Dayton, Ohio, when they decided to stop at a restaurant. Ken's wife and children went right into the restaurant while he stretched his legs. As he walked past a nearby gas station, he heard a payphone ringing. The phone kept ringing, and Ken thought to himself, it might be some sort of emergency, so he answered it. He heard the voice of an operator who said, long distance from Mr. Gaub, Ken Gaub. Ken almost passed out.
Oh, come on.
He said, you've got to be kidding me. I was just walking in the middle of nowhere and heard this phone ringing. The confused operator said, is Ken Gaub there? After making sure there weren't any candid cameras, he said, this is Ken Gaub. A voice on the other side of the line said, Mr. Gaub, my name is Millie. I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You don't know me, but I need your help. She went on to explain that she had just written a suicide note, but had decided to give prayer one more shot. She said, God, I don't really want this. And as she prayed, she remembered seeing Ken Gaub on television. She thought to herself, if I could just talk with him, he could help me. But this was pre-Google, making it extremely difficult to track him down. As she prayed, some numbers popped into her head, and she wrote them on a piece of paper. She couldn't help but think, wouldn't it be wonderful if God were giving me Ken's number? Then, Millie said, I decided to try calling the number, and I couldn't believe it when the operator said it was you. Millie asked Ken, are you in your office? When Ken said no, Millie sounded surprised. She said, then where are you? Ken said, you made the call, don't you know? She said, I don't even know what area I'm calling. I just dialed the number on a piece of paper. Ken said, you won't believe this. I'm in a phone booth in Dayton, Ohio. Millie replied, what are you doing there? Ken said, answering a payphone. Ken went on to draw this conclusion. I walked away from that phone booth with an electrifying sense of our Heavenly Father's concern for each of his children. What were the astronomical odds of this happening? With all the millions of phones and innumerable combinations of numbers, only an all-knowing God could have caused that woman to dial that number in that phone booth at that moment in time.
Wow.
So,
and I know people are out there going, can that possibly be true? Yeah,
this is a true story.
Sometimes he breaks the laws, the natural laws here, and people are miraculously healed. Well, we're out of time for today. And Roberta is in here. Hi, Roberta. Thanks for being here. Pastor John Robbins is here. Nice to have you here.
It's
I'm Rhett Palmer.
Great.
And if you're in the area of Vero Beach, Florida, on Thursdays at 11 at St. Paul's.
St. Paul's, 999 Flamebine Lane.
And in the meantime, this is our second broadcast, and I hope you're enjoying it and that we're all growing together.
Can Roberta say a quick prayer before
Please.
We leave?
Mm.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for coming and being here with us today. We ask that you would bless everyone who is listening here today. Holy Spirit, that you would come upon them, fall upon them, fill the room where they are, fill them up. We ask that you would lay and place your mighty armor upon each of these people listening today, that they would be protected from the evil one, and that you would send your angels to minister to them, guard and protect them. We pray for blessings upon them and their families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And the title of our show is
Journey to Healing.
We'll see you next time.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.